With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says he and President-elect Trump stand behind decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth, despite accusations of previous alcohol abuse and sexual misdeeds.
Pete Hegseth is going to get his appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, not a sham hearing before the American media. We believe that Pete Hegseth is the right guy to lead the Department of Defense. That's why President Trump nominated him. We're not abandoning this nomination.
Political analyst Matt Condetti says he was shocked that President Biden's pardon for son Hunter was written to cover crimes he may have committed even years before the ones for which he was recently convicted, in fact, dating all the way back to 2014.
That just raises more questions about what Biden has been hiding about his financial relationship with his son, about the overall relationships that we call Biden Inc., the influence peddling that we've known has been going on for decades now inside the Biden family.
Matt Condetti with the American Enterprise Institute was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Political observer Ben Domenech tells the network that when it comes to AI, a situation is developing that the U.S. cannot allow to continue.
To have China basically, picking up the pace to such a degree that we can't catch them. And I think that that's something that is very much a real threat and possibility. So having someone in that job who knows what's going on is really critical.
President-elect Trump this week named former PayPal executive David Sacks as White House czar for AI and crypto. The search continues for the gunman who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare.
Police believe the gunman who killed the United Healthcare CEO has left New York City. Officials believe the gunman may have left the city on a bus. Video of the suspected shooter leaving the scene of the shooting showed him riding a bicycle to Central Park and later taking a taxi cab to a bus depot.
That's Haya Panjawi reporting, and this is SRN News. You've seen it before, and it comes around every year about this time. As Michael Harrington reports, the Red Kettle campaign is underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland. That's where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on the Holy Scriptures. This is SRN News. The oldest known wild bird in the world has laid an egg at the ripe old age of 74.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the long-winged seabird named Wisdom has returned to Midway National Wildlife Refuge in the Pacific and laid what may be egg number 60. Wisdom is a Leishan albatross, and officials say they have a typical lifespan of about 68 years. Wisdom was first banded as an adult in 1956 and has raised as many as 30 chicks. Jason Walker reporting.
The clock is ticking on TikTok. A federal appeals court panel on Friday unanimously upheld a law that could lead to a ban on the popular social media platform in the United States unless it is sold to a company not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.